What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Sergeant Don, and we're headed to the Hocking Hills. I'm speaking with renowned glassblower Jack Pine about the annual Glass Pumpkin Festival. Jack?
It's our third annual Glass Pumpkin Festival, and it's a pretty nice event. We started off the first year as a way to replace, I guess, if you will, the Circleville Pumpkin Show. It was canceled that particular year, so we scrambled around because we've been a part of the Circleville Pumpkin Show since 1994, so that's always been a major event for me in particular, since my forte is glass pumpkins, and it's pretty much the reason why I got into glass pumpkins, because I'm originally from Circleville. So that year that we decided to go ahead and try something different and have a little miniature glass pumpkin festival here at the studio, and it ended up doing really, really well. So we said, well, you know, everything's in place. Let's try this again the following year. And, of course, Circleville was back on then, but we decided to do ours a month early in September. We thought that would be a good time to try it. And, you know, it's a good time to get started in the fall. But you're just getting a taste of fall in the air, and you want to, think about the fall decorations and so forth. And it was a fantastic hit. We did even better that year. And we ended up doing the Circleville Pumpkin Show as well the following month. So needless to say, we were extremely busy last year trying to keep up with demand. So this year, we know it's a go, and people really enjoyed it. So I think it's going to be a regular thing for us every year. I did go to the Columbus College of Art and Design, and I studied ceramic, and also I took a few courses in glass blowing itself. And then I ended up being an adventurer in the college days, heading out west, and I ended up in Seattle. And Seattle is pretty well known as being the glass capital of the United States as far as glass blowers, partially due to Dale Chihuly, which he's a pretty major glass blower, and he does displays all over the world. But he kind of turns glass, or, you know, Seattle into the glass capital. And when I was out there, I stumbled onto a job in a glass blowing facility in one of the better well-known glass studios out there. And I was producing, Christmas ornaments and paperweights, but I fell madly in love with it. I didn't really know a whole lot when I first walked into that studio, but I was just mesmerized and amazed, and talked my way into becoming one of their workers, and learned quite a bit from that, and never looked back.
Is your studio a place where someone could learn the art of glass blowing?
Yes, absolutely. It's one of our staples here. We do glass pumpkins is one of our main things, and of course we do a wide variety of other things such as vases and paperweights and sculptural forms, garden art, so forth. And one of our big features is taking a experience class, as we like to call it. You won't walk out being become a glass blower at that moment, but you will get your ability to work with the glass itself one-on-one with another glass blower.
Do you think glass is easier to work with than like ceramic?
No, it's less forgiving, we'll put it that way. But it's not as dangerous as you think it is. I mean, it's kind of scary at first to work with, thinking that it's so intensely hot, but there's just certain things that you do not do, which is obvious. And from that, you know, working with another instructor, it's pretty exciting, it's pretty neat. And, you know, I've had a few burns along the way, but that's just from me doing, some stupid stuff along the way. But you're working one-on-one with another instructor, and they really help you a lot. So it's a pretty low risk as far as actually getting burnt. It's pretty exciting, though. I mean, you're dealing with fire and, you know, the molten glass and shaping it. It's intimidating at first, but you really get a thrill about, you know, working with this material and seeing what you can do with it.
Well, sure, and I will bet that any of those burn moments were incredible learning opportunities.
Yeah, it will definitely wake you up and makes you pay attention for sure. But yeah, the risk is pretty low with your first time experiencing. You know, you usually are extremely cautious at first. It's just when you get too relaxed into the whole situation, and usually, you know, that's after years of working with the glass, and then you let your guard down a little bit. But I probably burn myself baking cookies more than I do burning, you know, blowing glass, believe it or not.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Well, hey, Jack, let's transition back to the Pumpkin Festival. Tell me the dates, fees to get in, and the hours.
Okay, well, the dates are September 23rd through the 25th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and Sunday 10 to 5. And it's located in the Hocking Hills, of course, at Jack Pine Studios. And the address is 21397 State Route 180. It's really easy to find if you're coming in from, let's say, Columbus down 33. You just go straight down 33 past Lancaster towards Logan, and you exit the 180 exit, and you take that for about 9 miles to the wonderful wooded trails, if you will, or road. It's a pretty major road, and you'll come right to the studio from there.
Now, great. Now, I see here that parking is limited, and you want people to reserve their spot?
Yeah, I mean, we have about 14 acres here, but, you know, it is all wide open. We just try to do our best to organize it in a way that not everybody comes all at once. And so we encourage this, that people sign up to take reservations online. And it gives you a guaranteed parking spot. So that just makes it so that it's comfortable and that, you know, you won't come down and not have a parking spot. But we also have a lot that's open for the people who do not actually make reservations. The reservations are $5 per car. And if you do that in advance, then we will go ahead and reimburse that $5 towards the purchase of a glass pumpkin. So we're trying to encourage people to make your reservations online.
And what's the website that they can do that, Jack?
That is at glasspumpkinfestival.com or at our main site, which is jackpinestudio.com. We wanted to make sure that people understand there's more to it than just glass pumpkins here. We'll have about a dozen different other artists. This is a kind of a fine arts show as well. So we'll be showcasing a multitude of other arts besides our glass blowing with other glass blowers, other ceramics, pottery making, fabric, copper sculpture, wall sculptures, so forth. And then there'll be 5 or 6 food trucks that will be there featuring all kinds of different pumpkin foods as well as, you know, your classic festival foods. And we'll also have even a kids activity booth, and it'll be a glass pumpkin carver, not a glass pumpkin carver, pumpkin carver. So that's a guy who carves giant pumpkins. He'll have like these 800 to 1,000 pound pumpkins, and he's gonna be carving them the whole time. He's a very famous, well-known artist too. And then we'll have live bluegrass music.
Jack, thank you so much for your time today. Looking forward to a fantastic event coming up soon. And